You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones. Hey folks, and welcome to this edition of The Grow Show. Now, we are going to be talking all about the top 10 ways how you can become more creative. I've got 10 different ideas for you to start using today. That's right, today, not tomorrow, not next month, but today. 10 ways that you can become more creative. And these are dead simple stuff. And do you know what? If you can't pick out one or two of these nuggets, then let me know and let's have a chat. Because these 10 points are going to cover 10 things that actually I use in my life. And I've gone through periods of being creative and gone through periods where I haven't been as creative as I've been wanting to, and my job entails me to be creative. So if I'm not creative, then actually I'm not very good at my job. So these are the 10 things that I always do or always think about to put me in the right mindset for being creative. If you're joining us and you like any of these points, let me know in the comments. If you've got any questions about creativity, let me know in the comments. And just to let you know also, as well as streaming it on Facebook Live, this is going to be a video on YouTube and also an edition of The Grow Show, which is my podcast. So, top 10 ways to be creative today. Tip number one, plan your time. Now, people don't make good decisions when they're stressed or when they're time poor. So, if you want to be creative, you need to let this bit, your head, you need to allow that as much space to breathe and to relax into the job that you're trying to do. Planning your time so you got free time to talk, to explore new things, and to dedicate time to do tasks are going to help you more than anything. Because if you're not, you're going to be running around like a busy fool. And you know what? Creative process will slip right back down to your lowest denominator. So actually, planning your time is such a great way of becoming more creative. And it sounds counterproductive, but it is so true. Think about it. You've got your week in a diary, and you've got different blocks where you've got different things happening. You've got meetings, you've got client work. How do you actually plan in time to be creative? Do you plan in time to read? Do you plan in time to colour in? Do you plan in time to do exercise, to take walks? I bet you don't, because you probably don't see them as a priority. However, let's flip it for a second and let's think about what key ingredients allows you to become more creative. And we'll discuss these all the way through. But if you think about the key ingredients about being creative, as in having an open mind, having time to breathe and to relax, having time planned out to be creative, then you're going to be onto a winner by creating that straight away and planning your day, your week, your month to include these times. So number one is plan. Plan free time. Don't plan up every second of your day. Plan in creative time that you can settle into. Number two, you need to relax. As I said before, your mind is a tool just like anything else. And if you don't allow it to breathe and relax, actually, you're not going to come up with creative ideas. And I've got a quick question to ask you at this point. Where do you come up with your best ideas? And I'm just going to repeat that. Where do you come up with your best ideas? Now, if you're anything like me, you will come up with some really kick-ass ideas when you're on holiday, when you're in the bath or shower, or when you're walking or being outside. Now, if you're watching this live or in the comments, please put below where you come up with your best ideas. And if it's the same as me, crack it. The reason I ask you where you come up with your best ideas is 9 times out of 10 is because you're in a relaxed state of mind. You know, if you think about when you're on holiday, you've got no distractions. So therefore, you're relaxed. You're just relaxing, you're chilling. When you're walking your dog or taking a walk or in a shower, you're doing a mindless task. So you'll come up with new ideas. So when you relax, when you put yourself into that kind of mindset, you're going to be more creative. Might not be more creative at that point, but when you come out of that, you will be, because your mind's going to be reset. You can obviously use meditation to do this as well. Meditation is great. well, from September last year, and I love it. I really do love it, and it does give me more focus. Does it make me more creative? Perhaps. But it does allow me time to focus on a particular task, so I've got more time to be creative afterwards. That's what it definitely does for me. For you, it might be different. But number two is all about relaxing. So think about where you have your best idea and put yourself into that position, that place, more. And I bet you any money, you will come up with some kick-ass ideas if you're in that place more than not. Number three, and don't worry, we'll recap these afterwards. If you've missed any. Number three. It's all about art. And this is about creating art. What I mean by this is when you create art, you're coming up with something. You're making something. You're creating something. Which is fantastic. So the more you do that, the better, more creative mind you're going to have. Now, art can be anything. This could be playing. This could be colouring in. This could be painting. This could be drawing. This could be doodling. It could be anything that allows you to express yourself through the medium of pen and paper or sculpture, you know, or music. But art is so important. And the more you do these kind of things, then actually the better you're going to be in terms of being creative. Now, I set a challenge in the Grow Inner Circle, which is my private mentoring group today, which is where I'm going live, to create a piece of art, to doodle, to colour in, to create something. And the reason why I did that now, rather than on day one, is because people needed to build up to it. You know, if you're not used to creating something or going onto Canva or InDesign and making a poster or a picture, then actually, you're not going to be receptive to it to start off with. The more you do it, the better you become. And do you know what? Who cares what it looks like? This is the whole point. It's not about the quality of it. It's about you expressing yourself through that medium. So art, whether that be music by playing an instrument. Hell, I played guitar for 20 odd years. Have I picked it up this one? Not yet, but I will do. It's all about expressing yourself. When it comes to art, please don't be afraid and keep on going with it. Keep on doing it. And do you know what? If you don't pick it up for, you know, months on end, fine. But try to practice that at least once a day. Number four is all about exercise. Now, what I mean by this, and I took a pause there for you to let it sink in, is exercise. Because why the hell would exercise make you more creative? I'll tell you why. It gives you more space to think. When you exercise your body, you are basically breaking it down. Whether that's running, whether that's lifting weights. When you lift a weight, it strengthens that muscle by breaking down the muscle fibers. And when they regrow, they come back stronger. Think about that. And when you're lifting a weight, you're breaking the muscle down. So it regrows stronger. When you're exercising your mind, you're doing exactly the same. You're doing exactly the same, because what you want to do is you want to give your body the best chance of being optimal. When you're exercising, your body gets filled with loads of really good hormones, so therefore you're going to be in a better state of mind straight afterwards to come up with something. You might be knackered, but the trick is to do it more and more and more, and you will grow stronger. It's just like exercising your mind. The more you do meditation, the more you do Tai Chi, the more you learn new things, the easier it becomes. And if you don't think that playing a guitar, colouring in, making paper aeroplanes will make you more creative, then you're in the wrong mindset. You need to be in an open mindset all the time so you can see opportunity, especially in this day of age. You need to have an open mindset to make sure that you can see the opportunities in different things. When it comes to exercise, you're also rebuilding your body to make it the best version it can be. And do you know what? Exercise needs rest. So, you have permission to spend more time in bed. You really have. Because actually, if you spend more time in bed and you're relaxing your body, which is point number two, you're going to be in a better state to be creative. But don't be afraid of doing stuff. one of the big things when it comes to exercise with our with creation of content, even for social media, and I see it all the time, is people are afraid. People are afraid of putting themselves out there. People are afraid of making that video. People are afraid of really putting themselves out there by making that graphic, by producing that podcast. And why? Why are people afraid? Well, 9 times out of 10, it boils down to 3 different things. And I want to debunk these straight away. Number one, the way they look or sound. Number two, they don't believe in what they're saying. And number three, they don't believe they've got the right equipment or the location to do it. Now, in previous videos, I've spoken about those more. I just want to touch upon those because actually all 3 of those are in your control. And the more you do things, the more you put yourself out there, and the more videos you produce, the more pictures you make, the more times you edit videos, the better you become. So therefore, the more you do, the easier it gets. Same as exercise. Exercise is just a conduit to allow your body to do it. So if you think that actually all of this is mumbo jumbo, fine. I don't mind that. I've been in networking events where I've given people in suits paper aeroplanes and asked them to build it and see who can fly it the furthest. You see the people with growth mindsets who actually really want to and really take onto it and want to make it as aerodynamic as possible. You also see the people who don't. One person's got a growth mindset and one person's got a closed mindset. Have that growth mindset. Number 5, I've already alluded to it, but design. This is where you need to create stuff. You need to create stuff on a daily basis. Remember, creativity is just like anything else. It's like a muscle. You need to exercise. The more you exercise it, the better it becomes. So therefore, when you design something, don't worry about the outcome. Just see how it goes. Enjoy the journey rather than the outcome. And what you'll find is that you'll get better at it. And I'll give you an example. 4 years ago, I hated video. I hated doing video because why would anybody like me and want to listen to me? But I spent 14 days doing it, back to back, doing a video per day. I posted it in a Facebook group, which was my accountability side of it. And after 14 days, I learned some really valuable lessons. I learned that actually video is not too bad. I have got time for it. And actually, I got better at doing it. It's the same with video editing. The more times you edit a video, the better you become at that particular skill. So it's not a fact of actually putting out a video. It's the process behind it. And you can insert video to podcast, to live stream, to picture, whatever it is. But I want you to create a piece of content each day. Even if you don't share it, still produce it. Because that gets you into the mindset of producing that content. But also, you get better at it every single time. Every single time you do it, you learn something new. Even if it's not as good as the original one, you still learn a different way of not doing it. So design. Design is so, so, so important. And also, when I talk about design, I'm also talking about making lists, which you might think, well, actually, that's not really design. But it is. Because what you're doing is you're creating content for your social media, for your marketing. And one activity you can do to really help this and accelerate this is you make a list of 7 things every day. Do it first thing and make sure that you're changing the content all the time. What I mean by that is one day your 7 things could be 7 things to do in my business. Next day it could be 7 things my customers want to see. Next day could be 7 things my customers are talking about. Next day could be 7 services that I want to introduce. It could be 7 things I could buy if I had £1 million. It could be 7 things that I want to achieve in 5 years' time. It could be 7 things. You kind of get the idea. You get the idea. But the whole point is that you're coming up with these fresh ideas. And a couple of those lists will be absolutely golden. And a few of those points will really drive you in good stead for the future. A few of them, you won't even bother looking at again. But that's fine. It's okay to create content, not like it. And you know what? You don't have to share it. But the main thing is create the content. Make the content and refine it over time. design, any designer, any video set, anybody who does live streaming, anyone who does anything that takes time and effort doesn't get good at it just by doing it once. It's a period of time. And that's what you really need to do with creativity. Think about it as a general process, as a journey. Because if you think about it as a journey, then actually, do you know what? You're going to become more happy testing out and trying out and doing stuff as it is. And how? If nobody likes it, fine. They might not like it, or they might not see it for the first 10 times, but the 20th person might do. And they might change something. So that might make a difference to their life. And surely that's worth it. So I'm going to recap the top five design, five ways so far. And then I will finish off with the last five. We're halfway through the show. And we're talking about the 10 ways to become more creative today. So number one is all about planning. Plan your time to give yourself the optimal time to be creative. Number two, you need to relax your mind, relax your body, to put yourself in a state where you are, again, more creative. Now, that could be walking, that could be taking a shower, that could be taking a bath, it could be going on holiday, it could be whatever it is. But ask yourself this question: where do you have the best ideas? And then put yourself in that situation more. Number three, art. Create something artful. That could be playing a music instrument, that could be singing, that could be coloring, that could be making a sculpture, painting, drawing, whatever it is. Create a piece of art. Number four, exercise. Refresh your body. Remember, your body is a muscle. Your mind is a muscle. When you exercise, you break your muscle fibers and therefore they regrow stronger. Do the same with your mind. Do the same with your mind. Put yourself into that position where actually your body's full of really good hormones, so you can become more creative over time. Number five, design something every day. Use everyday habits as a way of creating content. Make lists, make that video, make that, do that live stream. Create content through in design packages like InDesign and Canva and WordSwag and all that kind of stuff. Test out Photoshop, but design, make lists. But design, and do that as a daily habit. Remember, if you've got any ways that you love to become creative or put you in a more creative mindset, please put them below. Please put them below in the comments, because this is my opinions. This is what makes me more creative. I would love to hear what makes you, putting it down in the comments. Number six is all about learning. Now, why have I put learning in a creativity kind of podcast and show on live stream? Well, you can only be as creative as the inputs that you're getting. Because if you're watching, kind of, if you've been growing up just on Love Island or watching Love Island or TV, that doesn't really kind of give you good stimulus. Do you know what? You're going to be producing that kind of content. So you need to learn. And by expanding your learning, you need to find a way where you are really kind of engaged with that medium. Some people love watching TED Talks. Some people love going to networking meetings and listening to kind of the presenters. Some people love to read. Some people love to watch films. Some people love to read comics. Some people love to listen to music. Whatever you want, love doing, do it and take lessons from it. Learn every day. I try to learn something new every day by either reading, and I read every day now for at least 15 minutes, watching a TED Talk, watching a documentary, but get those new stimuluses in here, because the more new stimuluses you get, the more new views you hear, do you know what? The more clearer view that you're going to get, and that's going to widen your creative circle. Quite a lot of my challenges in the Grow Inner Circle have come from books that I've read. There was one book in particular called Big Bang Disruption, and which was all about how companies explode. There's also one called Non-Bullshit Innovation, which was the inspiration for Innovation Month in the Grow Inner Circle. So I get my stimuluses and I get my ideas from loads of different places. Reading for me is fantastic, it relaxes me, and I've always got a couple of books on the go. But for you, it might be different. So find what you really, really love doing and get new stimuluses from and do more of it. and try to get into the daily habit. I'll do another podcast about daily habits another time, but try to do those daily habits. But number six is all about learning. Learning something new every day. Number seven is watch. And what do I mean by watch? I mean, basically, you've got to remember the stimuluses that you get in. Well, you're in full control of that. So remember, put yourself in that high quality content. Give yourself the best information and you'll get more information out from you. The best information comes in, the more creativity, the more inspiration, the better work ethic will come out. So limit what you're watching and stop watching stuff that's not going to help you. If watching the news is getting you depressed, stop it. If watching a reality show is taking up time that you could be doing something else, stop it. The big thing is really is to figure out, really figure out what you're watching, what stimulus is getting in, and then actually kind of monitoring that. Now, John's put a really good point in the comments that I just want to read out to the people in the podcast and the people on here. The more new stimulus you get, the more chance you have avoiding coping with dementia later in life too. So true. So true. And the thing is, if you keep busy, if you learn more, and every day for me is a school day, so it should be for you guys as well, the more stuff you're going to get in, and your mind's not going to go stale. I can remember when I was 17 or 18, having a week off work, and I spent the whole week sitting in my bedroom, pretty much drinking Coca-Cola or coffee or anything like that, playing FIFA all week. When I went back to work, I felt sluggish, I felt crap, I couldn't really speak because I was out of practice speaking after a week, and I just felt awful because I had no stimuli, I had nothing kind of working with me. I hadn't really seen sunlight for a week. It was crazy. But that's what 1 week can do for you. And if you sit all day on the sofa, watching telly, not reading, getting really crappy stimulus inside you, and you're worried about being creative and you not coming up with any new ideas, I bet you any money that's why. I bet you any money. And I could be wrong about this. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. All I am is a bloke who does these things. I do these 10 things regularly. And I know for me that actually I need that good stuff coming in for the good stuff to come back out. Number eight is something I've already mentioned, and that's read. Reading for me is so important. I've got two books on the go at the moment. One that's called Good to Great, which is all about how good companies become great companies, and one about AI, which talks about how AI, so artificial intelligence, can grow, what's going to happen now to the midterm, to the future, and loads of stuff about consciousness and about evolution and about, hey, what's going to happen. So there are two books I'm reading. Are they interlinked with my business, which is social media management, content creation? No, not really. But they are giving me insights into fields that I'm not aware of, or actually I'm not familiar with, using on a daily basis, like managing people. So when I am in that stage where I'm managing loads of people, then I'm going to be a better leader. And actually, do you know what? It's all stuff that I can relate to my clients, which is fantastic. So reading every day is a great tool for you to, first of all, relax, to get new stimulus, and to also understand people's views. As I said before, it's all about getting good stuff in so you can put the good stuff out. Reading every day makes such a difference. I've got two more points to do. Number nine, stop. Stop. I'm going to say it one more time. Stop. Stop watching the crap. Stop doing stuff that's stopping you from growing your business and growing your community and growing yourself. Stop those habits that actually aren't benefiting you. Stop not planning your time. Sometimes you just have to stop your business. Relax. Have a kill switch where actually you know, I need to stop doing something at this stage. Because once you've got that, it's easy. Because you've gone past that point. Ads all the time. When they look at Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, whatever it is, they will have a kill metric when actually that ad isn't working because it's dropped below a particular value. And normally it's a value, value of a customer acquisition. So if it costs £5 to get each customer and the ad isn't bringing in £5, it's losing money. You need a kill switch, a kill metric for your business, for your personal life, and actually for the habits that you've got. So therefore, you know what's going to be helping you and you know what's not going to help you. And if you're watching 10 hours of TV a day, and actually, do you know what? You're not getting any stimulus from it. Stop it. If you're working considerably too hard and you're burning out, you've got to stop. So point number 9 is stop. Simple as that. Stop the things that aren't benefiting you. And number 10, my last point before I recap all of the top 10 ideas, is explore. Don't be afraid of going against the grain and checking out different platforms and different stuff that people aren't doing. It's only a crazy idea if it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, do you know what? Just try something new. So don't be afraid of exploring. Having a growth mindset means that actually you're open to new stimuluses. You are open to test something new. You are open to actually saying to yourself, do you know what? Let's give this a go and let's see if it works. And hell, if it doesn't, that's fine. It means that you're not afraid to fail 10 times for it to work on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th time. This is what a growth mindset gives you the opportunity to do. And that's also going to separate you from 90% of the people out there. So explore. Explore social media. Explore different marketing. Explore yourself. Explore your spirituality. Explore your habits. Explore your relationships. Explore, explore, explore. So, I've been talking for 26 minutes now, and I just want to quickly recap on the top 10 ways that you can become more creative today. Number 1, plan your time. Plan time in to be more creative. Number 2, relax. Put yourself in the best position to receive new information and to then produce new information. So relax and ask yourself a question, where do I have the best ideas? Number 3, produce some art, be that a song, be that play an instrument, be that sculpture, colouring in, drawing, a design on the computer, whatever it is, create some art. Exercise your body, exercise your mind. Meditation, Tai Chi, yoga, all fantastic at doing this. Put yourself in the best position where actually you can regrow, you can break down your muscles and then they can regrow stronger and fitter and better. Next step is design. Incorporate a design principle each day, even if that's making a list of 7 things to do, or talk, or make a picture, or create a video, or do something. Produce design every day. Get into the habit of doing it. Also, to get into the habit of learning every day. You know, receive the stimulus that is going to give you the best chance of being creative. Read more. Watch TED Talks. Read blogs. Listen to music. Whatever it is, learn from it. Take lessons from it. Even walking around, you'll see the leaves, you'll see the trees. Those trees, those leaves won't be the same the following day. So learn from that. Number 7, be careful what you watch. Make sure that you're getting really good stimulus inside you and try to rid any kind of negative stuff, and also rid any stuff that's not going to serve you well. Number 8, get into the habit of reading every day. So number 9 is all about stopping those bad habits that are going to stop you from growing and making sure that you're getting all of that good stimulus in. So stop watching TV that's not serving you. Stop going on to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram if you're not enjoying it. And make sure that actually the stimulus coming in is going to benefit you so much more. And number 10, explore. Don't be afraid of changing your tactic compared to your competitors. Making sure that you're happy exploring, having the growth mindset. So you're not afraid to test those things out. And remember, you could fail 10 times. But the 11th to 20th could be the golden opportunity. Just don't give up. So that has been the top 10 ways of you becoming more creative. And the 10 things you can do to become more creative today. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Take care, my friends. And I'll see you all soon for the next edition of The Grow Show. And let me know what you think in the comments below. Take care, my friends. And I'll see you soon. Gary out.